Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. And remember, we are going to go live to the impeachment conviction phase, the trial phase in the Senate today. Minutes available, be mid-morning to later morning sometime. Stand by. We will preempt regular programming for the important parts of that, important speeches. Don't have to go anywhere to get a full flavor of the conviction phase of this trial. So let's get back to, in our remaining time, to some issues that have not frankly been discussed, and we're going to discuss them right now. We just talked about in Arizona, their nut job Republican majority in the state Senate came within one vote of putting the Maricopa commissioners in jail, the Phoenix area commissioners, simply because they wouldn't turn over the Phoenix voting machines and ballots to the crooked Republicans, who then could throw the Biden ballots away and tamper with the voting machines. And this is almost 3 weeks after Biden's already been sworn in. What, they think this is kind of a, you know, a backdoor impeachment of some sort, one state? These are sick people. And one of the state senators gives a speech on camera going, we didn't get the vote done, but the people are lathered up. The people should do what they have to do. Hint, 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 bang, bang. Sick, very sick. No reasons that she should even be in the state Senate or that the Republicans should have control of the state Senate down there. Well, Michigan is almost as bad. You know, I'm going, oh, Arizona, how about Michigan? Big 10, right? Midwestern state like ours, sort of. You know, the UP, it comes right down onto Wisconsin territory, you know, right? It's our neighbor, Lake Michigan. What do they do? Their state elections board, three Democrats, three Republicans, came very close to not certifying the result of Biden's victory in Michigan, even though he won by well over 100,000 votes. Trump only won by 10,000 over Hillary. Biden skunks Trump, skunks him, skunks the skunk. And they're not going to accept the votes out of Detroit. Finally, one of the Republicans on the election commission, remember it's 3-3, and if they tie, then it doesn't get certified. He goes, I just read the Michigan Constitution last night. Oh, really, Jack? Well, congratulations. How hard was that? Why didn't you do it a long time ago? And under the Constitution, I have no discretion. I'm going to vote to certify. So it went 4-2, and everything went smoothly. You know what happened to him? The Republicans fired him. He's an appointment. They yanked him. They yanked him, threw him in the garbage. And they brought in a nut job. And this nut job is one of the ones that had been very vocal in demonstrating against certification and for Trump. So now they have three nut jobs in the election commission in Michigan. What do you think is going to happen in 2022 if the Democrats do very well in congressional elections over there? What do you think is going to happen? The nut jobs will do what they're going to do. It'll go to the Michigan Supreme Court. If at some point, if the states fall for this, it's going to have to go up to the U.S. Supreme Court. We have a party, a Republican party, that does not believe in democracy. They don't believe in elections. They don't believe in the peaceful transfer of power. There's not a nicer way to say it. Some of them do. Mitt Romney does. Liz Cheney does. Brad Raffensperger in Georgia does a little bit, although he tampers with the voting, like things like absentee voting, drop boxes, you know, unnecessary lines, defective voting machines and all that. But at least he won't tamper with the certification. But a lot of the Republicans, the Republican governor of Arizona would certify, but a lot of these nut jobs in the Arizona legislature won't. There is a fever coursing through the Republican Party. It's a dangerous, dangerous fever. And it's a threat to the United States. The Republican Party has got to reform itself from within. The Liz Cheney, the Mitt Romney types have got to prevail. If they do not prevail, and the grassroots nut jobs like in Michigan and like in Arizona prevail, we are going to continue, regardless of Trump, Trump will be 78 in 2024. He's not going to live forever. But the fact is that this kind of conduct is going to persist. And it did it in Arizona, and it just did it in Michigan. Just did it in Michigan. One good thing about Biden among many things, is that our allies have now signaled that they are much more inclined to share intelligence with us. They stopped doing it under Trump, because in 2017, he'd only been president a few months. He informed the commie Ruskies of some highly classified top secret information that had been garnered by Israeli intelligence, because they had a mole, a plant, in the highest councils of Al-Qaeda. And the minute he told the Ruskies knew how we must have gotten it, and that guy's life was in danger, and Israel had to pull him out. And the CIA realized it, and believe it or not, in 2016 and 17, we had a guy placed as a mole among Putin's personal friends, closest friends, in his circle of friends, have a drink with. I don't know if he plays cards, you know, whatever. And we had this guy, and the CIA yanked him and brought him to the United States because they were afraid, and rightfully so, either Trump would finger the guy, trying to wiggle out of some of the $400 million in debt that he owes Russian oligarchs controlled by Putin, or banks guaranteeing some of his bank loans, or the Steele video, the pervert video. Trump says, well, no, that wasn't me. It wasn't me. But then he licks Putin's boots, crawls along the floor to lick his boots. That's what he does. So all he had to do, even if he didn't on purpose, would be to say something to the Ruskies that they would know could only have come out of Putin's inner circle. And the guy would have been toast. He would have been toast. Well, now they know they have Biden in there. And Biden was the head of the Foreign Relations Committee for years, one of the most respected members of the Senate. And Biden is solid. They know he's solid. And now they are saying, because he's not giving intel briefings to Trump, that they will now share more with us, which is good. Now, somebody called in yesterday, is a good point. Biden is very wily. He never says, I won't. He'll say, well, I wouldn't. And sort of leaving the impression that it's not his fault and he's not trying to knife Trump. The guy who would do it would be either Jake Sullivan, NSA director, or the head of the CIA. How likely do you think it is that either of them is going to sneeze without consulting with Biden and Biden's permission? The truth of the matter is Biden has insulated himself from the far right, but he's not giving Trump anything. And Jake Sullivan, young guy, lucky to have that position, the CIA head, lucky to have that position, aren't giving him any intel briefings. And our allies know that. Coming to the end of the show, stay tuned. We're going live to the impeachment trial, the conviction phase. Minutes available mid-morning. Stand by for Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman. Stand by for Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood, Jeff Sandoz, Busted Pencils. And on Saturday, Ask the Builder, Al Bachman, Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local. Sink your fangs into some crust outside the pizza box with Pizza Box Mike and then Max Inc. Radio. That's it for today. Matt Flynn, direct sign off, back same time, same place tomorrow.